I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and take a deep breath, just breathing into that inner sanctuary of your soul and just letting the breath of God breathe you as you. And as you exhale, just let go, release any thought, belief, or self-perception that is blocking your good. Know the truth that God is and all is well. God is pure love, life, power, wisdom, strength, and good at the point of you. How infinite and divine and perfect is that spirit that indwells you. All that God is everywhere present and fully expressing, and realizing that you and God are one, you know that every one of the divine attributes is fully present in you as you right now. So in this holy time, just rest a moment in the truth of your being, that you are fully human and you are fully divine, just as Jesus was. You are in this physical plane to be God's expression on this earth. You are free and unlimited, the co-creator of your experience. And what you want is already yours. What you believe in and focus on, you will attract to yourself. What you perceive becomes real. And so, right here, right now, I invite every single one of us to shift our minds away from any thoughts of struggle, lack, or limitation, and know that our inner transformation can cause the outer circumstances to shift. And so knowing this, let's shift our consciousness to the heavenly realm, to the absolute realm, to the Christ within. And if it is peace you want, look first to its source. Feel the divine energy of peace that passes all human understanding flowing through you now, soothing you, harmonizing your mind and body, and flowing out to the world. Feel that peace for a few seconds in the silence. If it is healing that you want for yourself or a loved one, turn away from what your outer senses might be telling you and turn within to the wholeness that you are, to the wholeness that the person is, to the wholeness that all of us are. Visualize perfect divine energy flowing through every cell and organ of the body. You are whole, perfect, and complete. You are whole and free as God intends you to be, as we all are. Rest for a moment in this realization, in the silence. And if it is a relationship that needs to be healed, turn away from any residue of anger, animosity, and resentment, and turn to the perfect love that indwells you and the other person. Know that you are here on this earth to love. And as you behold the Christ in yourself, it becomes easier to see the Christ in others. See all your relationships unfolding in compassion, loving kindness, and forgiveness for yourself and others. Do this now in the silence. And so we realize that at any moment in our lives, no matter what is happening, we have the power to continuously turn our awareness to the Christ for intuitive guidance, wisdom, and joy. Centered in God consciousness, we have everything we need to meet the needs of each moment, and our bodies serve as living temples of the divine. And so we affirm now, each of us affirms now, I am renewed in my mind. I am open and receptive to the inflow of divine inspiration. From the perspective of a heart filled with divine love, I carefully watch my thoughts, my words, my choices, and my habits. I feel within me the gentle power to make any changes necessary, to make my life more purely expressive of my spiritual power and purpose. And in grateful, just heart-filled gratitude, in the name of the Christ, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And let's end our time of prayer and meditation today by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the